Summary. Act 1, Scene 1.
Right, so tell me what happens in the first act.
Not so fast. Now, the first act consists of 7 scenes, which take place in very different settings. The drama is set in Scotland. First, you have to know that there is a good and generous king, King Duncan, who rules Scotland with justice and fairness. In the first act of the play, Duncan returns from a victorious battle against Viking invaders, and he has also stopped a rebellion of one of his Scottish nobles.
Fine, and how does Macbeth come in now? And the witches?
Okay then, let me tell you. The play starts with a very short scene. Imagine a dark night with wind and fog, maybe on a lonely Scottish moor, and with nobody in sight for miles around.
Yes, and?
And then imagine 3 witches, the first characters to appear on stage. They are old, ugly, and scary. These 3 witches gather and arrange to come together again soon to meet Macbeth. At that point, the audience doesn't really know what the witches plan to tell Macbeth or what they might do to him, but the atmosphere isn't really promising.
Fair is foul, and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and filthy air.
That doesn't sound too good, but what comes next?
Act 1, Scene 2.
In the second scene of the first act, we are in the camp of King Duncan. There are reports about the victory won by his soldiers, and Macbeth, the Thane of Glamis, seems to have been one of the bravest and most courageous officers in that battle.
What's a thane, anyway?
Well, a thane is a Scottish nobleman. Don't forget that Macbeth has helped to stop the rebellion of one of Duncan's Scottish lords. So King Duncan orders the execution of this lord, the Thane of Cawdor, and he wants to confer this title to Macbeth.
Oh, all right then. But still, Macbeth has not yet appeared on stage in person.
Act 1, Scenes 3 and 4.
Steady. In the third scene, Macbeth appears for the first time. He is on his way to Duncan's palace together with Banquo, a close friend of his, and a brave officer from King Duncan's army. Now you'll have to imagine that the 2 soldiers are tired and weary from fighting when they suddenly meet the 3 witches from the first scene of the play. The witches greet Macbeth in 3 very central lines of the play by the titles Thane of Glamis, Thane of Cawdor, and Future King of Scotland.
Well, that doesn't really make sense to Macbeth, does it? How can he become Thane of Cawdor, let alone King of Scotland?
Since the second scene, the audience already knows that Macbeth is to be given the title Thane of Cawdor by King Duncan. Of course, Macbeth doesn't know that just yet. However, it seems as though the witches can see things in different places and at different times.
Yes, and then there is also a prophecy for Banquo. Don't the witches promise that Banquo is to be the father of future kings?
Oh yeah, that's true. So the witches tell Macbeth that he will be King of Scotland, and at the same time they tell Banquo that his sons will be future kings as well. How does that go together?
Well, of course there's a conflict beginning here. It's also interesting that Macbeth and Banquo react quite differently to what the witches tell them. Banquo remains fairly calm, while Macbeth seems a lot more moved or touched by the witches' prophecies, and he longs to know more. But the witches disappear.
In the fourth scene of Act 1, the drama begins to unfold. King Duncan has called Scotland's knights to his palace, where he announces that his son Malcolm shall be king after his own death.
Exactly, and as the witches have prophesied to Macbeth that he'll be king, Malcolm now becomes a rival for Macbeth. If Macbeth is to become king, he has to commit a crime. Persons in his way to the throne have to be eliminated. Macbeth does not say it explicitly, but there is no doubt that he thinks about murder already.
The Prince of Cumberland. That is a step on which I must fall down, or else o'erleap, for in my way it lies. Stars, hide your fires, let not light see my black and deep desires.
These lines already show that Macbeth is determined to use all means to become king. But how is he going to do that? He can't just kill Duncan or his sons. After all, he is highly respected by the king.
Of course, but as we'll see in the next couple of scenes, Lady Macbeth plays an important role in that respect.
Act 1, Scenes 5 to 7.
Scene 5 is set at Macbeth's castle, with Lady Macbeth reading a letter from her husband in which he tells her about the witch's prophecies. Immediately her ambitions become obvious. She wants Macbeth to become king as soon as possible. She also reflects on Macbeth's character. Is he strong and ambitious enough to do what has to be done?
Murder, you mean?
Yes, exactly. However, Lady Macbeth has her doubts about Macbeth. To her, he is too good-natured and loyal to the crown.
Glamis thou art, and Corder, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way.
So Lady Macbeth calls on evil spirits to assist her in her plan to make Macbeth murder King Duncan. See how cruel she is in what she says.
Come, you spirits that tend on mortal thoughts. Unsex me here, and fill me from the crown to the toe top full of direst cruelty. Make thick my blood, stop up the access and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature shake my fell purpose, nor keep peace between the effect and it.
In scene 6, King Duncan arrives at Macbeth's castle. Here, Lady Macbeth pretends to be a friendly hostess. She warmly welcomes the king, and everything seems to be in perfect harmony. But then, in scene 7 of the first act, Lady Macbeth and her husband decide to put their murderous plan into practice.
Yes, but Macbeth still has scruples, and so he tries to convince Lady Macbeth that he is not ready to commit the crime.
We will proceed no further in this business. He hath honoured me of late, and I have bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which would be worn now in their newest gloss, not cast aside so soon.
Lady Macbeth's answer, however, is very harsh and clear. She tempts and provokes Macbeth by telling him that if he's not ready to murder Duncan, his ambition must be as weak as his love for her. Listen to what she says.
Was the hope drunk wherein you dressed yourself? Hath it slept since? And wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time, such I account thy love.
And now, under the pressure of Lady Macbeth, Macbeth finally gives in and agrees to murder King Duncan.
I am settled and bend up each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away, and mock the time with fairest show. False face must hide what the false heart doth know.
And here the first act draws to a close. With the murder of King Duncan finally agreed upon, the exposition of the play is completed, and we can prepare for things to develop in the tragedy.